And welcome back to Cinema Vino.
Oh, hey.
We're going to talk a little bit about Morbius. We're going to do a little mini podcast.
Mini pod.
So Trav and I have seen it, and we're going to talk a little bit about our thoughts on it. You can also look and catch my review at ToddWoffertMovies.com. Hear my very strong opinions about it. But I'm curious to hear Trav's opinion first. We'll do as best we can to do spoiler-free for, I mean, because it just came out. A lot of people haven't seen it yet.
Oh, so. Spoiler-free. See?
General thoughts on it. What did you think?
So, vampire movies and superhero movies are right up my alley. I went in knowing I was going to hate this, and I didn't super hate it. Like, it was not good.
Yeah.
By any stretch of the imagination. I still thought it was better than Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage. But there is no intentional humor at all in this film. Like, there's attempts, and they are terrible. Like, you could go see this and, you know, make it a joke with your friends. It's not great, but I still somehow enjoyed it.
Yeah. I thought it was atrocious. But I have not enjoyed Venom, Carnage, either one of those, part one or two. I did not enjoy this movie.
Giggled at Venom, at least.
I giggled at Venom. I giggled at this one, too.
The second one, I don't even think I laughed.
No, it was just straight up bad. It was a straight up bad movie. I thought this was, honestly, there were moments in this that it was like, I laughed, like Venom, I laughed at it. I almost gave this an extra star for how much I laughed at this movie. It was like literally like there were a few other people in the theater and they were way at the back of the theater. I was toward the front, so I couldn't tell their reaction, but literally I was laughing at the screen about how bad this was. I mean, points where I don't want to give anything away, but it's like moments where Jared Leto, you know, his performance was bizarre. I mean, it's like you go back to House of Gucci. I mean, it's like, I can't tell if this is great or it's terrible. I don't know. I can't make heads or tails of it. Matt Smith, same thing. I can't tell this is a really great performance or if it's a horrible performance.
Well, so other people that have seen Doctor Who will think this is, you know, pretty par for the course for Matt Smith.
Yeah.
Like, I thought he was going to say a Doctor Who line at near the end of this with his line delivery. I'm like, oh, all right, sweet. So I've seen him do crazy shit. So this is nothing out of the ordinary for me, for Matt Smith.
Yeah.
They did just some callbacks to the Dracula book. At some point, they were on a large cargo freighter that was named the Murnau, which was the name of the actor that played Nosferatu back in, like, the silent film, like, 1922.
Yeah.
They tried to do a whole bunch of, you know, wink and nods to different eras of vampires. Like, for Marvel comic books, they were not able to have, you know, werewolves, vampires, ghouls, goblins, ghosts, whatever, skeletons, any undead or weird specters, supernatural things for a while. That's why Morbius was scientifically created so that they could have, they could skirt the rules and have Morbius the living vampire.
Yeah.
So that was the reason for his inception. And he was originally like a Spider-Man villain.
Yeah. And so, like Venom, and I would probably argue like Punisher, they have gradually morphed him into an anti-hero. They've made him into something more than just straight up supervillain.
Right. He crossed over a lot more with Ghost Rider and Blade, the Vampire Hunter, later in the comics, more than he was a villain of Spider-Man. And they would bring him back every once in a while, but they kind of already had his archetype in Dr. Curtis Connors and the Lizard, which, honestly, that was the first comic book that he showed up in. It was Amazing Spider-Man number 101, where it had the Lizard and Dr. Michael Morbius, which was interesting because they both had the same thing. They were both doctors that were basically good, but because of whatever weird experiments that they had done, made them villains.
Yeah. And so I understand they're going to try potentially to tie this character into the upcoming Blade reboot. And they're going to potentially tie this into the possibly the MCU with Tom Holland and his Spider-Man films. Is that what's the status of that?
Honestly, there's two after-credit scenes, and it's kind of anyone's guess. It seems like they're trying to tie them in somewhere.
Like the somehow. Sinister Six.
But, yeah, it doesn't... It's not entirely clear where these characters will show up next.
Yeah.
I would say the biggest newsworthy thing about this film are the two... post-credit scenes.
Which is kind of sad because it's what is playing after the movie's over.
That's right. I mean, if you're a vampire fan, you will find things to enjoy about this film. And it's no worse than any like early to mid 90s like superhero film. That's what it feels like.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give this?
So I am biased because I like vampires and superheroes. I'm going to give this a 6.
Okay. So you enjoyed this. I mean, I would say I'm in the 1 or 2 range, maybe a 2.
Oh, yeah. Out of,
10.
Star-wise.
Yeah. I mean, it was just like
a 1 out of 10? So not even a full star.
I mean, I
gave it 1 star out of 5.
Yeah. So I mean, that would we'll be say 2 out of 10.
Okay.
I mean, it was like... And it was like I said in my review, I don't know if you read the review, but it was like, this is...
I didn't want to read it until I had seen it, and I only just saw it today.
It was like, it's very dark and humorless without any sort of dramatic heft, but it's also preposterous, it's ridiculous, but it's not any fun. It's like there's almost no, like, you know, humor in it. You know, it's like, if this had gone goofy and over the top with its humor, I could respect it. Or if it had some genuine, like, deep... like emotions to his transition into a vampire, I could respect it either way.
And we discussed that at least at some point was a blatant ripoff of Hans Zimmer's Batman Begins score. There was at least one part, like a lot of it maybe echoes back to that, but there was one part that is either just a straight up homage or I mean,
I heard Man of Steel, too. I heard Hans Zimmer's Man of Steel.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoever composed this was listening to his greatest hits on Spotify.
The rest of it seemed fine. The rest of the score was great. But there were at least parts where I was like, this is directly ripped off. And they do a lot of, if you've seen Dracula Untold, where, again, Morbius has no powers whatsoever over bats.
Yeah.
That I know of or that's ever really been used in the comics whatsoever.
Yeah.
But they definitely use it in this.
Yes.
So.
And it also had a Batman Begins vibe where it's like, you know, they show Morbius standing in the, like, the tank of whatever.
Of bats.
But they all.
Swirling around him.
All around him, yeah.
Yeah.
That was very Batman Begins-esque.
Yeah, 100%.
So, and it's like, man, y'all. The bad thing about like referencing a good movie and a bad movie is it really puts a contrast to how bad your movie is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is supposed to be a science fiction vampire superhero anti-hero movie.
Yeah.
And that's basically all you get. Like it's a pretty bland plate.
Yes.
You're served.
Yeah.
But there were parts of it I enjoyed as a vampire fan. I can't imagine Todd liking this all that much, but if you're a vampire fan, you'll find things that you like. There's, the effects at times are good, but, whenever a character's face morphs in screen or on screen, it just does not look great.
No.
It looks like they did not spend the money necessary to do. I mean, not that this film needed any money thrown at it, but the money that was spent was ill spent.
Yes. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm just not a big fan of these villain centric movies in the first place. You know, it's like I think that I would have bought in this a lot more to see also a Spider-Man to balance it out. Even if we're going to play up Morbius and Venom and whoever else as anti-heroes, I still would like to see them interacting with Spider-Man.
Yeah, 100%. Even if he's just a guest star or in a end credits. However, I'm all on board with a solo villain origin film.
Yeah.
The only one that I can really think of that I absolutely want to happen is Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
I want him to have a solo. He has a origin story worthy of its own film.
Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah.
Yeah. In these situations, it's like I would much rather see, I mean, for example, it's like, what's Wilson Fisk without Daredevil or Spider-Man or somebody to balance him out, mm-hmm. to fight, you know, to show the other side of that coin?
Well, I mean, Wilson Fisk, too. I would watch a solo film about it, and it would be much like the first two Godfather films.
Yeah.
With, the young guy slowly becoming the Godfather, the Vito Corleone.
And then this situation, with the promise of showing him ultimately fighting Daredevil or Spider-Man or whoever.
Right.
You know, showing, like, with the payoff, you know.
Exactly.
I don't see a payoff coming in these movies. So these feel like setup. So.
Yeah. It's the film's not great. It Morbius sucks. Pun both intended and not intended.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't give two Chief Wiggum fucks either way about pun or no pun.
Yeah.
It sucks. Yeah. But it's, if you're bored, it's worth a watch.
Yeah.
And if you go in knowing it sucks, maybe you'll be, I almost said pleasantly surprised. That's a lie.
You'll be surprised.
Yeah.
Keep your expectations low.
Yep.
Yeah.
Keep them low, go see it with friends, and make fun of it.
Yeah. At the very least, yeah.
Yeah.
There are moments where it approached like so bad it's good. I mean, for me,
I thought that too. I thought it was going to get more there, but it just doesn't even have like...
The first Venom was so bad it was good to me. It was so bad it was like a turd and wind.
Yeah. But the second one was just
bad.
I think the second Venom is maybe the worst like superhero movie
Batman
related.
Batman and Robin is definitely up there. I don't know. That's tough. That's a tough one. I mean,
that's photo finish.
Yeah. That's rough. Blade Trinity is up there. Mm.
Now, that had Ryan Reynolds and Parker Posey.
That's true. It did have the actors.
And Natasha Lyonne.
Yeah.
And Patton Oswalt.
And
Jessica Biel.
Yes.
Hello, everybody except for Dracula, Dominic Purcell, and Wesley Snipes.
Everybody except the lead character. Mm-hmm. That's a debate for a different time. We definitely need to come back. That was our very first podcast, was the best and the worst superhero movie. We need to come back around to that and do a full circle. But we will do that very soon. It's been a mini podcast in Movino talking about Morbius, now in theaters only. So check that out. And we will see you guys very soon. Trav, thank you very much.